It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Hello to you, television friend. How are you? I'm feeling pretty good today. I'm glad we could be together. Did you see this big board that I brought in to show you? It has lots of little doors on it. Different material for each door. Behind these doors are pictures of people. Look who this one is. Betty Averlin. Look here. Who's that? Francois Clemens. Look at this one. Joe Negri. Handyman Negri. Look here. Audrey cleans everything. Who is that? Mr. McFeely. He says speedy delivery, doesn't he? A lot of the time. Bob Trow. We pretend that he's Bob Dog sometimes, in the neighborhood of make-believe, and sometimes Robert Troll. Do you remember who was behind this one? Mm-hmm. All these are friends. All these people are friends of mine. You know what it means, a friend? It means that I know that person, I know how that person looks, and what kinds of things they do, and I like to be with them. Most of these friends are people that I've helped you to know on television. Do you remember who's here? It says speedy delivery. Mm-hmm, Mr. McFeely. You remember who cleans everything? Mm-hmm. Kind of fun to remember what's behind something, isn't it? Now, I have shown you who's behind all of these doors here, except this one. Now I'll show you who's behind this one. This man is a friend that I've known for a long time. His name is Buzz Wagner. He has a shoe store. And he's somebody that I'd like you to meet. And anyway, I need to buy a pair of shoes today. So why don't we just go to Wagner's shoe store? Yes, he's had a shoe store for a long time. In fact, his dad and his granddad have had that same shoe store in our neighborhood for many years. So I'd just like you to see how Mr. Rogers goes to buy a pair of shoes. Will you come with me to Wagner's Shoe Store? Come along. Here it is. Let's just go on in. Greg?
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Good, thanks. I brought my television neighbor to see a shoe store.
That's great. That's great.
How are you, Mrs. Pascal?
I'm fine today. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm a little busy right now. I'm just finishing up here, but my dad will be right with you.
Great.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Dorothy, like I said, I think they'll work out real good. You try them around the house a little bit.
I really like to look at shoes. Oh, here's something new since the last time I've been here. Look at that great big shoe. And that little one. It says, any shoe, any size. I'm going to put mine up there and just show you the difference. How much bigger that one is than mine. And how much smaller that one is. I think of different people wearing these different shoes. Let's just take a look at some of these. Here are some boots up here. This looks like nurses or doctor's shoes. Fancy ones. Look. Ever see people wearing shoes like this? Is that ever soft? Soft slipper? Take a look at some of these shoes yourself and try to think of some of your friends or some of your family wearing these different ones. This is the kind I've been looking for. See that fancy part right there? That's what I wanted for dress-up shoes. I've been trying to find them, but haven't found my own size.
Oh, hi, Fred. How are you?
Buzz, how are you?
Fine. Good to see you again.
Thank you. I brought my television neighbor to see a shoe store.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And I wondered if you had shoes my size like this.
I hope I do, Fred. Would you like to have a seat? Let me check your size again.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking well, Fred. Everything going okay?
Just fine. Things well with you?
Fine, thank you. Yeah, we keep ourselves busy in here.
I'm sure you do.
Mm-hmm. All right, would you just stand on this place? Put all your weight down on there. And yeah, no. There, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to get the cup. That's good. Okay, now that's, I got the right length. Now let me check your width here. Okay, that's fine. You could be seated, Fred. Thank you. Okay, let me check, see if I have that for you.
Could I show this to you?
Sure, you go right ahead.
This is what the people use to get the right size for your shoe. You have to put your foot in like this, and then they move this around and move this around over here. But, of course, you do it on the floor.
Fred, this is the shoe that you selected, but I have to tell you, I might disappoint you. I don't know if I'm going to have your proper size, but I'd like you to just try it on to get an idea if you what it looks like and what it feels like, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It looks like it's just a little bit too big. What's it feel like on your footprint?
Oh, it feels like I'm moving around in there a good deal. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Big.
That's what I thought. See, it's a little wide on your foot, and it's really not the right thing for you, and you're not going to be comfortable in it. Like I said, I'm really not going to be able to give you the right fit here today in this shoe, but I have a nice shoe I'd like to show you, too. It's plainer, but it's nice, and it would feel better on your feet, and you'd be more comfortable.
All right.
Can I show you that?
Sure.
Would you like to walk back to the stock room? I want to show you
something. Oh, I would. Let's see the stock room.
Yeah, come right back this way, Fred. This is where we keep all our shoes back in here.
You have a lot of them.
Okay, come right back this way, Fred, and we'll show you those shoes I'm talking about. This is the stock room here, Fred, and it's hard to believe with all these shoes that we have here that I really don't have the size in the shoe that you want, but
There are so many.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of different kind of shoes for fit one family. But step right over here, Fred, and I'm going to look for that shoe that I was talking about. I wanted to show you. Oh, yeah, here it is right here. This is a good-looking shoe, Fred. It's not exactly what you were asking for, but it's in good taste. It's plain and simple, but it's a good, sturdy shoe. And above all, it would fit you right. Your feet would feel better, you know, in that type of shoe.
It has one curve here. It doesn't have the two like the fancier one has.
Yeah, that's a moccasin stitch, but it would be a comfortable shoe, and above all, it would be, you'd feel, you know, good in that shoe. Want to take a minute? Maybe we could try them on, huh?
Sure. Seems like a sturdy shoe.
Yeah. You'll find out better when you get them on your feet, how you like them, and we'll see above all if they fit you good and that you feel comfortable in them.
Fine. All right, let's try them on.
Yeah, let's go out here and we'll see how they are. Just follow me out here, Fred, please. Okay, come on right over here, Fred, and we're going to try these on you now.
All right.
Let's see how these work out.
Well, this is different from this.
Yeah, this is a wing tip, and this is a moccasin tip, that one.
But if it doesn't fit, there's no sense in having it.
No, I don't think there's any way you want to consider that shoe, because it's just really not the right thing for you. All right, we'll try this on, see how this goes. Oh, that looks better right away, just the way your foot slid right in there, huh?
Yes, it feels better, too.
Does it? Yeah, I think you'd be a lot more comfortable in this shoe, Fred. Just stand, just take a couple steps, see what they feel like on your foot. Maybe you might want to look in the mirror at them.
Oh, that feels very good.
Yeah, now they look like they fit you right, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you can walk and be comfortable in. How about, Fred, could I try them both on you, maybe?
Yeah, it's a good idea to try the other one.
Always,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's always good to try the left one on, too, because there can be variances in the 2 feet. Yeah, just the way they slide in there, they look comfortable. They look like they fit you right.
Well, Buzz, we've been friends for a long time, and you've known what was good for my feet.
Well, I'm glad that you feel that way, and we try to fit you well, and so far we've done okay, huh?
Mm-hmm. Sure have.
Now, stand in that one, the both on. Just let me see how that is. Oh, that looks a lot better now, Fred. So just take a couple steps and look in the mirror, see how they feel.
Oh, they feel just perfect.
Yeah, well, they look comfortable on your feet, and I'm sure you'd be pleased with those.
They're different from what I expected, but I think I'd like to wear them back.
Oh, well, they must feel good if you're going to wear them home.
That's right.
All right, well, let's just put your sneakers in the box. There's other shoes that just didn't fit you properly, and you wouldn't get the comfort out of them, but you will out of these.
Hi, Ricky.
Should I charge them right to your account, Fred?
Would you please?
Sure. No problem at all. Happy to do that for you.
We've certainly done a lot of business together in our lives, haven't we?
We sure have over the years, and I just hope we can continue to do the same. And I hope we continue to satisfy you.
I'll just take those in the box, those
all right,
sneakers.
That'll be fine. I'll put your receipt right inside here for you, Fred.
Great.
Okay, well, it's a pleasure, and I hope you come back real soon.
Thanks again, yeah, Buzz.
Sure, and I hope you enjoy your shoes, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Come along. What do you think about getting new shoes? Do you always get the kind you want? I certainly didn't get the kind I had in mind. No, and Mr. Wagner wasn't afraid to disappoint me by selling me shoes that really fit me well. These feel so good. Mm-hmm. I think it's fun to think about all the different people and all the different shoes in the world. You know what's in here, don't you? My sneakers that I wore to the shoe store. Mm-hmm. There's so many things you can do with an empty shoe box. You could pretend that the box is a trolley and say, ding, ding. Why don't we have some make-believe? Let's make-believe that some of the friends in the neighborhood of make-believe are trying on dress-up clothes today. All right? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Boy, he's big. And heavy, too.
Let's see. How about these?
Oh, wait, Hannah. Let me help you on with that lovely necklace. Look at that.
Thank you.
That's
nice.
That's great.
You help me with that bow tie, Robert Troll?
Bow tie? Oh, sure, Prince. Do you think?
Over here, the blue one.
Yeah. Oh, we better...
Oh, the cape
here first.
Thank you.
Then the tie will show up better.
It's really fun to dress up.
Sure is. How's that?
Oh, that's great.
Here are the hats. Hats, and more hats.
Oh, yeah. How about this one?
Oh, look at this one. Oh, this is the one I want.
But I had it first.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did so.
No, Anna.
Yes, it's mine.
No.
Let go of it.
No.
Let go of mine.
No, it's...
Ho, wait a minute. This is not fun.
It's mine, Robert Troll.
All these costumes are from my costume box.
Yeah, well, who had it first?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Who was willing to let the other one use it first?
Not me.
Not me.
Okay, then we'll just find another hat. Well, if you're not willing to share, we're going to put this one right back where it was.
Good.
Now then.
I don't care.
Try another hat.
The costumes are mine.
You get to use them whenever you want to.
Well, nobody's wearing the hat now.
I know.
Can I wear it second?
Sure.
And I get to wear anything I want to next time?
I know.
Robert Troll, could
what?
You take off your hat and glasses?
No. Why should I? It bothers me when you two are arguing.
Don't worry, because everything is okay now. You can give Tuesday the hat, Robert Troll.
You mean you're willing to share?
It's my turn next.
Oh, that's great. There, Prince Tuesday. Now we can have fun again.
Look at me.
Hello up there.
I think people wear these hats to guard kings and queens.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I have something I could wear for kings and queens, too.
Ooh.
Some fancy special shoes.
Special shoes? Well, can we see them?
Will you show us?
I have to go to my secret place.
Secret place?
Mr. Troll. Someday I'm going
Look
to a
at
party.
That. Boy, they're so sparkly and shiny. I'm glad I have these sunglasses on.
Oh, and they're so smooth inside.
Yeah, feel that, Princess. Oh.
My mother lets me take them to bed.
Really?
Hoo-hoo, everybody, what are you all doing here?
We're playing dress-up.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I like your hat there, Tuesday.
Thanks.
But right now, Lady Elaine, Anna is showing us her special shoes.
Oh, let me see them there.
Ooh. I was just going to put them away.
Beautiful. What'd you say?
I said I was just going to put them away.
Oh, come on, let me see. I'd like some fancy shoes myself like this. Oh.
Well, no one's allowed to wear these anyhow.
Well, they're just what I need, Anna. I mean, I want to dress up, too.
No, Lady Elaine. No. And, no.
Well, what about this sharing? You're supposed to share, Anna.
Not these shoes.
What do you mean, not these shoes? Where's your mother and where's your father?
They're not at home. But they wouldn't make me share my special shoes anyway.
Well, I know someone who will. I'm going to call King Friday and tell him on you.
Oh, Lady Elaine, don't do that.
No, don't tell King Friday on Anna.
Will.
She's been sharing her costumes all day.
Well, yeah, sure.
Nice,
here, we'll find
some. The shoes.
We'll find something else for you. Here, watch this.
What?
Look at this. Look, 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 look.
I am not interested, Robert Troll.
My mother and father are busy today anyway.
We'll see about that.
1 + 2 + 2 + 1.
6, Friday.
Oh, dear, 6.
And 6 + 6 = 12.
Yes, that's what I was afraid of. Sharing a household isn't easy, is it?
No, but I'm glad we're doing it together.
Absolutely, my dear.
Friday, I need to speak to you.
Lady Elaine Fairchild, I presume. What is the reason for your visit?
Well, it's about sharing.
Odd. We were just talking about sharing, Sarah and I.
Anna's been sharing. She shared a lot today.
Daddy, Anna let me wear this hat and bow tie and everything.
Now, what is going on here? What is it?
Lady Elaine wants Anna's shoes.
She has shoes and she doesn't even wear them. Shoes that glisten and shine like jewels and gold. Shoes that I, Lady Elaine Fairchild, want to wear.
But they're her special secret shoes.
Am I to understand that Anna Platypus has some very fancy shoes and Lady Elaine thinks these shoes should be shared?
You've got it, Toots.
But Lady Elaine doesn't need them, King Friday.
I don't need them. I just want them.
Silence, please. Fairchild, you know we share in this neighborhood.
I know that. That's why I came here.
This is the rule. But there are exceptions to the rule. Anna doesn't have to share her shoes with you.
Friday, that's not fair.
I am a fair king.
Lady Elaine, don't you have anything in your museum go around that you don't feel you have to share?
Yeah, there should be something back in there that...
Well, not my boomerang, toomerang, soomerang. Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah, everyone knows that.
Can you understand how Anna feels, perhaps a little?
Yes, so can you understand?
Well, perhaps a little.
Anna's good at sharing most things.
Just like you, Lady Elaine.
Well, maybe you're right. I don't like being wrong one bit. But just this once, I might just be a little wrong.
And a little right.
Very good, both of you. All of you.
Come with me, Lady Elaine. I have a few pocketbooks and some gloves which I wanted to show you for quite some time. I'll be back shortly, Friday.
Very well.
Why don't the rest of us go to Anna's place? Come on, let's all go.
Bye-bye, Daddy. Yeah. You are a good king, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Tuesday. I think we still have some money left for a little fun. I think our neighborhood could use it. Okay, trolley. A picnic trolley. We'll share the preparation and the fun.
Sharing is hard sometimes for everyone, isn't it? Everybody has some things that they shouldn't have to share. Do you have a blanket or a stuffed animal or a pillow? Well, if it's extra special to you, that's something that you shouldn't have to share. That made me think I could use this box for a bed.
Yeah.
I think I have some blankets and... Yes, here's some blankets and a little pillow. I think I have a stuffed, teddy bear here. I'll just show you how to make a bed with a shoebox. Very simple, just put something down the bottom like that. Don't have to have a real pillow like that, you just put some material there. Put one of your toys in it. Another blanket over it. There you have it. And if you like, you could even sing to it. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you, but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. If you have something that other children don't have, and you feel you can share it, that can really make you feel good. It's a happy thing to share the things you want to share. That's a part of loving. It really is. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. The things inside you, your thoughts and your feelings, are all yours. And you're the one to decide if you want to share them with anybody. Your thoughts and your feelings are your own. I like sharing some of mine with you. I'll be back next time. You always make it a special day by just your being yourself. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.